ממש ואי לו סטרוף קדוש ברוך הוא קמס דבוי שעבינו אני אז תאינו קודם לפורשם דאבל קימל מוישה ויום אלו מני השן ואירו אלו אובוי ואירו אל אברום אל יצחו ואל יאנג ואל כאלו שעקה ושמיע השם לא ידעת אלוהם השם זה תאינו מוישה רבינו ואיפיר את האובוי ושמיע השם לא ידעת אלוהם Me Hashem on the Dati Lahem, I didn't make known my name to HaKadosh Baruch Hu yet, to the Obos yet. Me Hashem. You Moshe Rabbeinu, at a time of Loma Hari Ois Loma Zeh, the Obos didn't have this time of. Arei Yiftachti, as Rashi says, I promised to them, I wanted to make it wasn't Mekayim. We have to understand exactly what was the Shakvatai over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to the Ovois. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I went talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. And answering the Choyer his Taino. Where was the answer to his Taino that he ended off the last week's parasha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, to Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu went, and Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously under the, he was under the, he thought very carefully into it, and he understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was sending him to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and then he comes and there's Avodah Kosher. So Moshe Rabbeinu, rightfully so, l'choira, had a taina. What's pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is this happening? Why is it? Why? You sent me to take them out. I didn't want to go in the first place, but I went, and you asked me to go, and you said to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and here I come. And Taka, ever since I've come back, the work has gotten even harder. Klal Yisrael is moaning and groaning, they can't take it anymore. The work's gotten even harder, they have to make their own straw in order to make the bricks. They didn't have that before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe, the end of Shmois, Atza, Sira Hashem, Es Lefaro, you're going to see what I do to Paro, Ki B'yod Chazok Yishachom, B'yod Chazok Yishagosh, you're going to see what I do to Paro. But as Rashi says, the punishment, you're not going to see what I'm going to do in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now by Eira continues by Yoyim Elam Ani Hashem Elkim El Amoisha Ani Hashem Lamais, it doesn't seem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really answering Moshe Benu's Tain Lama Arioys Lama Zeh. He just said that was the wrong thing to say, Moshe Benu. You should have said such a thing. You're not going to, because of this you'll be punished. You're not going into Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to take them into Eretz Yisrael. And then he goes on to command him, and he tells him that you're not like the others. But he never, l'chor, answered this kind of time, Moshe Rabbeinu's time. What's going on over here? I look at my bris with them, and I give them a tzinan, and I heard the Shemati is nakas, and they sell them, but the Maisa, Lom HaRiyos, was never answered. What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu answering to Moshe Rabbeinu's time, if there is an answer? Secondly, we have to understand the Lashon obviously needs beer. The change in the Lashon is at the beginning of the parasha. Vayidaber Elokim al Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem. Elokim speaks to Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem. Why the change with the Lashon Elokim vayomer ani Hashem? Because more so we have to understand exactly what's going on over here, Rabbi Sai. Moshe Rabbeinu is mitzvah to go to Paroi, to do the makos in front of Paroi, the beginning of being Parashas Shmos. Moshe Rabbeinu is first told, though, to go to Bnei Yisrael and show them the oisais. Do dam and a few other things. Put your hand into your chest. It'll come out white. And then you put it back. It goes away. Show them some miracles. Show them some great godlessness that you can do. A pikoach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then go to Paro. What was the need that Moshe Rabbeinu first had to go to Klal Yisrael, and then go to Paro? Although the whole purpose of the Shlichus was to take them out. Goes directly to go, right? Go directly to jail, don't pass go. He should go directly to Paro. Take them out, and that's it. And go in and tell Paro, what was the need to go to Klal Yisrael first? And say, it'll be fun again in Parash Ve'era again. And Rosh Bo tells him, he tells Klaisi to go by Yidara Moshe, boy Yidara Parma Mitzrayim. It's Majin, I'm sorry, the beginning of this week's parasha. Lachin Emel of Nei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, by Tzaisi Eschem, go tell the four Lashonis of Geul, the parasha starts off, all the four Lashonis. Moshe says it to them, but they didn't listen to him, and then he goes to Paro again. What was the need to go always to Bnei Yisrael first, and then go to Paro? Also, what needs to be understood, the four kashas, look to the fourth kasha, right? Pesach, the four kashas, the kashas, we have more. No one needs understood is exactly what this Kal V'Chomer is over here. Moshe Rabbeinu says, after he says to go speak to Paro again, now, this week's parasha, Hashem says, Moshe says, Hey, B'nei Solo, Shomu Eli, Ve'ech Yishmeni Paro, Ve'ani Aras Fasayim. What was this Kal V'Chomer? The Klal Yisrael needed a Kal V'Chomer. What was this Kal? So Rashi is a Kal V'Chomer. This is one of the Kal V'Chomers. There's 10 Kal V'Chomers. One of the Kal V'Chomers of the Chumash we find over here. If Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me, Eich Yishmeni Paroi. So it's a Pella. Everybody has the Kasha. So what do you mean? Klal Yisrael didn't listen to you because it's a Ruchem Evoi the Kosha. They didn't listen to you because the backbreaking raid. What do you mean, Eich Yishmeni Paroi? So someone of Shav Ani Aras Fasayim that he thought they didn't listen to him because his Koyach HaDibur, the way he didn't think he was able to influence Klal Yisrael with his Koyach HaDibur. It was the Ani Aras Fasayim that if I can't talk to Klal Yisrael, if I can't express properly, because Moshe Rabbeinu, again, his tongue was injured and therefore he had a problem, he had a speech impediment. So Mela, Moshe Rabbeinu was dining that if I can't go to Klal Yisrael themselves are not believing in me, or not listening to me, as part of because my speech impediment, how is part of it? But Lamai's the Pazik says it was avoid the kosher, it still needs beer. That's how Sichom wants to take care of it, but the Chorot Zorachin. And the last Kasher, Rabbi Yisai, the Pazik continues right after, it says, Vayidav Hashem al Moshe v'Yaron, Vayitzavim al B'nei Yisrael, Vel Parim al Mitzrayim l'otzias b'nei Yisrael, yeah, that's right. Says the Torah, Akdoisho, right afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu goes, right after that, Hashem's command, after Moshe Rabbeinu gave help, he says, go to Klal Yisrael, Vayitzavim, of B'nei Yisrael. I want you to command Klal Yisrael. Ve'el Pam, El Yisrael, Lotzius, B'nei Yisrael, Mitzrayim. So Hashem says, no, go back to Klal Yisrael. Go back to Klal Yisrael. And command them something. It doesn't say what are you supposed to command them. Rashi says, be benachasitam. Commanded to have patience with them. Don't be worried. Have patience with Klal Yisrael. But shteti Yerushalmi vayitzavim es bnei Yisrael vayitzavim at this moment he commanded Klal Yisrael on the mitzvah of shiluach avodim. That the halacha is in the time of Shemitah and in the Yovel that when there's going to be a Yovel there's going to be a time in Klal Yisrael when you're going to have to send out your own avodim. At that time, you shouldn't be so worried. You shouldn't be so overcome with loss. At the time when we're going to have a yovel, and we're going to have a halacha of sending out avodim. I want Klai Yisrael to know right now, at this moment, that they should send out their avodim. Tell us, the Yerushalmi, why in the world is Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim to send out the avodim? What's the Yisoid? The Yisoid of Eliyahu Lopez is a liquid of different Yisoiders of both sides. Of the Yisoid HaGodol, which is very, very important for this Kufr of both, especially when we're taka in a matzav of sakana be'etzim of both sides. Even though we don't feel it, we don't hear it so much, but we do hear it. But the whole world is in a matzav of sakana. And Klal Yisrael befrat, Rabbi Yisrael. No one talks about it, no one makes any really too much about it, even though like under the table here and there you hear about it. But we're surrounded by countries, by enemies, by people that want to largely cast the shalom la'abed to destroy the nation of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Surrounded by enemies who are now developing weapons and ways of destroying, obliterating Klal Yisrael from the map, Chas v'Shalom. And at these times of Baisai, at these moments, at these kufis especially, we have to work on the midah. We have to work on the inyan of Amunah for many reasons. But one reason, and Rabbi Eliyahu Lopez speaks this out very, very clear, to Imazva or Yisoid, that runs through this theme that would answer some of the questions that we asked. That is Yisoid Gadol of Oisai, in the Mahalech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. Tnu Ois Elokim, we say every morning in Hoidu, some of us, but we say every morning in Hoidu, Tnu Ois Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzbiya in the Bria, that we give a certain koyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoch. HaKadosh the Almighty, or powerful God, He doesn't need our koyach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesada the Bria in a way that only and when there is a definite koyach through Klal Yisrael, only and when there's a Vayamein Ha'om that Klal Yisrael believes with their utmost essence, the complete Klal Yisrael, and the complete Gavra, the complete person believes 100%. There's a Vayam Main Ha'om. There's a, what we call this Oiris Dilatato. Down here is this Oiris of Emuna. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocho, when we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we Taka show our Emuna, and our Emuna in a Taka Gavaldika Oifin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you believe in me, I'm going to do miracles for you. I'm going to take care of you. But if Chas v'Sholoim, there's no Emunah. If Chas v'Sholoim, the Emunah is Shvach, then Chas v'Sholoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noyig that way with us. Be'etzem, the whole Yisoid, the Yichon HaSalvov speaks out, that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow. It's like a shadow. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a shadow. The Chofetz Chaim says, Mazba, a shadow works how much you put out. You stick out a hand, that's how much is shown by the shadow. But if you put out, and you put out your whole body, you'll see the whole body in the shadow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with us. The more we imamin, the more we show the koyach of Amunah, the more koyach that we have, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to show Kaviyochel, even though he could show without it. Therefore, Zohar Ben Yerovpian and the other Mefarshim say pshat, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu first went to Klal Yisrael. What do you have to go to Klal Yisrael first? Go directly to Paroi. Tell Paroi, I'm taking them out. Today, tonight, whatever it is, we're taking them out. We'll do the makos in front of it. No. It first had to be with the process of showing Klal Yisrael, the Oisos. Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is our shadow, that's the Yisoid. And then there was a Vayamin Ha'om. I comment there was a Vayamin Ha'om. Then Klal Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu now sees Klal Yisrael is ready, Klai Kaiso sent to motion the effect of Hashem Silcha that were under your shadow, were under your Tzelkin of Bevel Yerasoyun. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochu has the Kaviyochu we've given the Oiz Lelokim, Kodesh Baruch Hu now perform the miracles, the Makos, the miracles of the power. But it has to start with Yahweh Na'am. And therefore after last week's parasha, when when after Moshe Rabbeinu came and they believed, they talk of belief, Ayam and the whole unbelief, Moshe Rabbeinu had come and he said over the repository that Mar Yosef said that the Redeemer is going to say, Vayam in Ha'am, there was a matter of Christ of believing. Now they were ready to go to Paroi. Now they walk through the palace of power without any worry. Klaisos now has given to noise of the Kim. But after Paro now has made it very difficult. Take away the straw. Let them make their own straw. Let them produce the bricks. And Klal Yisrael were in back-breaking labor now. Klal Yisrael's Amuna weakened in a certain effect. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loma Hari Oysa La'om Hazeh, Loma Zeh Shlachtoni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did you send me? May Oz Bosi El Paro Le David B'Shimcha, for the time I came. Hey, Ra La'om Hazeh, it's been bad. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? B'chor we ask, he doesn't answer. The Teretz is, Moshe Rabbeinu, I need them to mechazik even more b'amuna. Ushmi Hashem lo nedati lohem. We need to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, right now they're not going to be able to understand. Right now they don't, you won't be able to understand HaKadosh Baruch with this matzah. But they need to have more amuna. They need to know that even though the matzah looks much bleaker, even though the matzah is even shvacher, even the matzah looks bad in their eyes, even the matzah looks hariyoyselam hazeh, we have to know that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no mitzias. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe vayeme elo vani Hashem. The Bereshit says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know, there's no Metzias by me as bad. There's no Loma Harioisa, there's no Ra. But Komado and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is top. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. There's no bad by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as why the good bad things happen to good people by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no bad things. But we're not going to be able to see it now, we'll be able to see it retroactively. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Chassam Sofer says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says the Parash Kisisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already knows, Kvaydeva, show me your face! What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? Esponai lo yiroyu, you can't see. Barisa es achoyrai. As the Chassam Sofer says, you could see me in retrospect. You can never see me in front. Klal Yisrael will realize eventually that this Loma Harioso was Takalatoyv. It was the best thing for them! For they were supposed to go out after 400 years! That was supposed to be the Geula after 400 years! That was the Rizpah of Esau before, they're going after 210 years. Why are they going out so early? Why are they going out for 210 years? Because the Shibud was even greater, was even harsher. That in 210 years, they had the avoido, or the work, or the pain, or the suffering of 400 years. That means the intensity of the suffering towards the end, in its essence, brought about the Geula. The more it got shver, the more, the quicker it had. But Klal Yisrael has to trust the Kodesh Baruch. We have to have an emuna that everything is for good. Vayidabe Elokim El Moshe, Elokim is Midas Hadin. Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. He says Ani Hashem. That thing that you see and perceive as Ra, as Elokim as Midas Hadin, it's really Ani Hashem. It's in essence totally good. And that's the difference, Moshe Rabbeinu, you and the Avos. You, the Avos, never asked. Avram Avinu, his whole life, he was never Maharach Midoisan. Even when I told him the Shveres to Zachin, Even I told him the things that Lechor looked ra, take your son, Velev Lechor, El Eretz Amoria, take your only one son, who I promised to you is going to be the one who's going to continue your avodah in this world, take him and offer as a korban and Har Amoria. Moshe Rabbeinu could have stood up, Loma Har Yosef, could have spoken, why we Har Yosef? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything. Loma Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything. Avram didn't say anything. Avram didn't make a peep. Vayashkim Avram Bapoike, he took his son and he brought him Lahar Maria. And he offered him as a korban. And he never asked questions. It looked to him as the worst thing, but what came out from it was the greatest thing for Klal Yisrael for all the history of the Doris. Even more, the Arachayim brings a Medrash Talpios, an unbelievable chiddush, the Medrash Talpios. The Medrash Talpiyos says that the MS that the Or Chaim brings up to understand how Pika Bol, but he says, Pshat, I once heard this from a dying donor, he said over this Or Chaim HaKadosh, I have to find this over here, the Medrash Talpiyos, that Yitzchok Avinu, the MS, had what's called in Kabbalah a neshama from a nukva, from a nekeva, even though it was a zochah. How is the child in this Kabbalah in Yom? I'm not shy if he's in Yom Rebetzin. But he had a neshama from a nukfit in a cave. And be'etzem, he wasn't able to email it. But since Kavi Yochu, he was shechted. According to the Medrash, says he was shechted, his offer came. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a new neshama down, the neshama of Zoch. Nimsa, what would look like the Ra, it looked like it was going to be the end of Avraham Avinu, was really the thing that brought about the beginning. Yitzchok Avinu, as he was in Metzias, according to the Medrash, according to the Zohar, wasn't able to be moiled in that matzav as Yitzchok. But Kavi Yochi was shechted, and his offer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down a new neshama by Har Moriah. That was neshama from a Zohar. And that neshama from a Zohar was able to be moiled, obviously, as a Zohar. Memela. What looked to be the total ra, the end of the day was Taif. Avram, though, was not Mahar here. Because Avram taught and gave over the lesson, he lived with that lesson. Kol manda over the HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tav. And this what is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we melamed Moshe at the beginning of the parasha. I need Klal Yisrael to have the Amunah, the reason why I got Shver. Because I need Klal Yisrael's Amunah to be having a Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not enough to have a Stam Amunah. They need to have the Amunah that's going to be that even through the Shverkaitin, even though it's getting more difficult, even though it's harsher, even though it looks ra, I need the V'yam in Aram. I need that the Yam still believes. They're still going with that belief. There's still talk on this try. I can understand that even though it's Ra, our Amuna is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the best for Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, for whatever reason, his Madrega, just wanted to understand that it was Chor was supposed to get better, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nay, Vayitav Elokim Vani Hashem, it's Taka better. It's Taka better. But we need the Am. We need the Yidin. To have that level of amuna, to trust, to Ibn Shalom, even though Be'etzem, it's difficult, much more difficult to trust into Jamato when things are going good, oh, it's a body of Maimon. When things are fine and dandy, it's a big Maimon. When things get difficult, when the going gets tough, when it's getting schwer, when it's a matter when he wants to be Yayish, when it's a matter when you don't see the end of light at the end of the tunnel, this, where the true Maimon comes out. And that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to understand. That even though it's Midas Adin, the Midas Adin is Mamish, looks very, very strong, the arm is backbreaking work, they can't go on, it's so much more difficult, but realize Ani Hashem, I'm with them. I'm carrying them. This is so good for them that even though they don't realize it. And then I want you to go back and be machadik them again. They should believe in themselves. They should believe that one day they're going to not only b'schus this backrape, b'schus what they did today, they're not only going to go out and live in a land of Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have a avodah. I wanted to believe in this Messiah that they're going to go out to Mitzrayim, but they're going to go out. They're going to go out and they're going to Eretz Yisrael, and that they're also going to have a avodah. And you have to send them out also at that time. And then they'll realize what it means to send an Eved, but the belief that they can come to that, that's what they have to believe right now. And that's going to produce the Geula. So go back to Klal Yisrael and produce that Amunah. Bring it about, Moshe Rabbeinu. You say they don't listen to you, it's because it's a Ruach Mevoi, the Kosh is going through backbreaking work, but the Pintel Yid, the Yid Taka does believe, go back to them in Mitzaveh, on these mitzvahs that's going to be, show them the reality there's going to be something to hope for. And Be'ez Hashem, Klal Yisrael believe again. And Klal Yisrael followed Moshe Rabbeinu Vaita, and they Taka came to believe, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do the Makis. Oh, but that's the Yisoy Rabbi Yisai. The Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to teach, be taught, and to teach Klal Yisrael, eventually also, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's no such thing as giving up when it gets hard. Because the Maimon understands that the difficulty that's being given to him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of testing his Amunah. That the person who's going through the difficulty, or the people that's going through it, should work on themselves to come to see that it's going to be good. That even the situation that's going, they're going through, even the difficulties that have chanced upon them, it's going to be good. It is good. It's not only going to be good. That's called over the Kodesh Baruch Letav. The Gemara Zokt in Brachos and Maria de Kamaisa says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, the Helik of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was going on the way. And Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud from his Rebbe Nachum Ish Gamzu. And he was, Nachum Ish Gamzu used to say Gamzu the Toiva. And Rabbi Kiva his whole life, he worked on himself and also to say the words Komad over the Kodesh Baruch Letav. Zot the Gemara in the Kiva of Nafsamach and Medbez in Brachah Mosa Lahu Mosa. Boy Ushpizi came to a certain town, he wanted to dwell in, he wanted to take a, he go into the inn, Lo Yorvilei. They didn't let him go in, it was late at night, he wanted to get a dwelling place, something to stay for the night, Lo Yorvilei, they didn't give it to him. Omar, he said at that moment, not later, Rabbi said, when he saw it. At the moment itself, he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Kol Ma'adol HaKadosh L'Tarov. It's for good. Ubas B'Dabra, he had to go out and sleep in the Midbar, in the Dabra, in the fields. You can imagine the scene of us, a guy comes to an inn, he's tired of a long day's travel. He comes knocking at the inn. I just need a place to stay, please. I'm exhausted. Just let me lay down. Give me a mattress, something. No room here. Please, get lost. So, what do I do? Where do I go? Okay, so the guy says, oh, just something for ages. But to say at that moment, kol mad over that kodesh baruch hu, that's good. Come on, that's good. No place to sleep. Exhausted. Kol mad over that kodesh baruch hu. Comes along with the Kiva and he goes to the Davra. Oh, God was command, okay, he goes to the field, he settles down. Zok to Gimore, the Havabadei, Tanagoylo, the Cham Rishrag, he had three possessions on him. A Tanagoyl, a Chamra, a donkey, and a Shrag and a candle. Also Zika covered the Shrag, he lit the land, he wanted at least to have some light, to be in a dark field, dangerous. Can't see what's around you. He lit a candle. The candle blows out. What will we say, Rabbi Yisai? Bad luck. Too bad. I have a bit, as everyone would say, this is not my day. A bad luck day for me today. Also, Kai, the only candle goes out, he has no candle. Also, Shunra, Ochlo l'tana goyla. The tana goyla that he had came along a cat and ate up the tana goyla. There's not the chad gad over here. He came along the cat and he ate the tana goyla. What do you say? I have one tana goyla. The tana goyla was to wake up in the morning. No tana goyla. To wake him up from his nap. No tarnagel to wake up from his nap, boys, and no alarm clock. How gishma, I mean, how terrible it is. No one got. Osa Arya ochle chamra. Came along the Arya and he ochle lechamra. He had a donkey that was just traveling. This is his vehicle for traveling. Came to the Arya, Rabbi said. First of all, the Dashka, how what are the chances that one night all these things are going to happen? And besides that, I don't think it's so frequent. I don't know, it was the last time we saw a lion visiting the field over here by side. I don't know, last night we didn't have no lions. Don't complain. They complain some other things in the dormitory, but no lions. Maybe people that sounded like lions, but no real lions. But anyway, an Arya comes along all of a sudden, lunch. Here he comes, the chamras for lunch, eats the chamras for lunch. And the Kiva stalked it without nothing. He has no place to sit. All his possessions are gone. What do we say about how terrible luck? You start crying. How could a Kaddish Baruch Hu do this to me? How could a Kaddish Baruch Hu do this to me? Come on, you know. Why did bad things happen to good people? Rebbe Kiva, right? The greatest, one of the greatest Tani, he sacrificed his life on Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu, this is what you do to me. I just want to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar kol ma'adav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sat there smiling, Rabbi Kiva. Gevaldik. Oh, it's gevaldik. Zog to Gemara, Bei balayla osa gaisya shavu l'masa. That night there was a siege on the city. Omar hu lav omri lehu kol ma'asho isa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Didn't I say, he told his Talmidim afterwards, everything was for the good. So Rashi, if he had a Ner Dolok, they would have seen it. First of all, he would have stayed in the inn, he would have been captured by the army, whoever came to besiege the city. If he had a Ner, they would have seen him in the Dabra. He had a donkey with a braid, and a Tanago would have made noise. Everything that he could have and would have had to make it a matzah that he would have been captured, Kadosh Baruch Hu took it away. Why? Because I call the toiv. It's all for good. But Rabbi Kiva believed it, Rabbi said. When a person believes it with 100% of his 100% of his being, his essence, this is the amuna that a person lives with. Then nothing if it bothers him, it doesn't affect him. And it's a complete amuna Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end will show him that tackles the top. Maybe not in this world, always understand it, but one day he'll taka see it. And a lot of times in retrospect he sees it and he understands it in this world. I'll call it toiva. But to come to that darga, it's a level of amuno, that your connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great that we can understand that fakir, because the amuno is so strong, that gives the tumoris of Lukim, if you were saying before. That gives the power, Kavi Yochot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can do it without it, but the Amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the power for all the Nisim, for all the great things that happen afterwards, because you believe Taka Kol HaTov. If you're holding on a diver to believe it and to live with it. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. That our level of Amunah, that we should believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the utmost belief. It shouldn't be something that's just a theory. It has to be brought to our lemaisa. It has to be something that we live with. It has to be tangible. That a person understands and lives HaKol HaTov. That is the Ribbono Shel Olam that's looking over after him. And everything's for good. And the Taina of Moshe Rabbeinu was Ani Hashem. There's no Ra. Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't believe that there's Ra. The Ra that we see is because we don't see the whole picture. We don't see everything. We see, we isolate the event, and in that event we say, oh, it's terrible, it's shver, it's terrible. But the Rebbe Yishlom is the almighty, all-powerful, my master of the universe. He's running the show. We don't see it all. The Chofetz Chaim once said, Moshe to a guy who walks into a shul, he's visiting a shul, and he comes in, he sees the guy by calling this guy in the corner for Shlishi, and he goes over to the, and this guy for a Rishon, and he goes over to the Gabbai and wanted to make a seder over here, everything's available until the guy gets out of the row and everything. Do this row 1 week. He said, you don't understand. This week I can't do this row. This guy had a bris last week. And then got a, you're here 1 week, you want to understand everything. We're in the world for 70 years, you want to understand the whole picture? There's a world that extends from Adam HaRishon until today. And we'll never understand everything. But we have to know and live with Kol Ma'adov HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tav. And this Avram Avinu, ingrained as the Avos, as we once said from Chayef Elojim. And that's why it leads the Amprist, the Kepshan and Rashi, Ve'era Ela Avos. What does Rashi want? Because it says Avram Yitzhu. They were the Avos. And Av is Moirish to a Ben. Avram Yitzhu, we now were Moirish to Klal Yitzhu. Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to realize this is Yerusha from our Avos. This is not something that we don't have in our DNA. Klai Yisrael is a nation that can understand that what looks with Ra is really Tov. And this that's Taka bothering them. And this that they Taka are because Ruah, you see that Taka only, as the Medrash says, because of their it's hard for them to pleasure of a desire that they were so steeped in. But Be'etzem, the Pintel Yid has in him from his Omos. From the Avram Yitzhak Yankov, this Yisrael of a Kol HaTov. And Klai Yisrael will believe, Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to inspire them. You have to give them the drasha. You have to tell them they're going to go out, and not only that, they're going to release the Avodim one day. And this will give Klai Yisrael the power, the belief. And this, if you touch that Makor, Klai Yisrael, if you explain to them that I'm going to take them for a nation, they're going to be mine. If you explain to them the four Lashonas of Geula, if you talk it over to them, and you discuss it with them, and have patience with them, as Rashi says, they're eventually going to believe, because they're Bnei Avram Yitzhak Yankov, who are the Avos. That's the beautiful pshat I want to tell you, Rashi. For Erela, Avos, they were the Avos, they were Moirushit. It's in our DNA to believe this Yisrael of Komad, Avon HaKosh Baal Letav. That we see the world in different things that we don't understand, we don't know. But we have to believe with 100% that's Latav. That's the Yesoid. And we had a story recently, I think I saw it many years ago also, just recently I read it over, I saw it again. It was an episode, a Russian soldier, he was fighting against, in those times the Russians were fighting against Afghanistan. Still, maybe are, whatever, they were, but this is many years back, and they were fighting, they send the soldiers to the Afghanistan mountains over there, whatever, to, you know, destroy whatever, all the terrorist groups on the Afghanistan army. The kids of this Russian soldier went out, he was Jewish, but he's not a religious Jew, obviously, then he knew he was Jewish. So he fought different battles, and there were times that they had rest, they took breaks from the battles. The kids, so one time he was back in the tent, and they were in between battles, and he went out to the forest just to take a break, to take a nice cigarette break. He went out, and all of a sudden he was standing out in the forest over there, and a snake came over. And this snake, Mamish, was a rattlesnake, a cobra, whatever, a dangerous snake. And the snake lifted his head up to bite this soldier. The kitzah, he somehow relaxed, and the snake relaxed, and he threw a little bit of food, and the snake calmed down. And he realized that maybe, you know, the snake comes around often, and he saw when he gave it food, it relaxed, so he decided to go out the next night, if it were a few nights later, until they had a short break from fighting. So he went out again a couple of nights later, or the next night, and he did it again. He put some food, and the snake came out, he fed it, and he developed a relationship with the snake. At the end of the a certain kufa, where they started to move, they started to go to a different area, to now to battle another area, So he went out the last night to part with his lovely snake. He brought out the food. He came out. And Bekitza, that night, the snake stood up erect, like it is in an attacking position. All of a sudden, for all the nights, it was only since the first night, it never happened. He didn't know what to do. He obviously couldn't move because somehow the snake. And he stayed there. He couldn't move. He knows to move or anything. So he waited. Bekitza, he waited an hour. Nothing happened. 2 hours, 3 hours, for 8 hours straight, the guy waited there with the snake. Finally, after 8 full hours of waiting there, he's exhausted out of his brain, sitting there with the snake, mamash wrecked up, about to bite him, mamash kill him, mamash attack him. The snake all of a sudden goes down and goes off into the forest. He runs back, his platoon already went, he looks for them, and they were. Nice, he finally catches up to where they're supposed to be, and the whole unit was not obliterated. So he, later on, when he became frum, he came and told the story in Arachim, in one of these chizik groups with Bali Tshuva. And right, a person looks sometimes, and he sees like things that he doesn't understand why it's happening. He's very much like Gemara Mefureshes, Tazayin and Nida Oidcho Hashem Ki Onafta Bi. We give thanks to Hashem because you were angry at me. You did something bad to me, Hashem. So to Gemara, Marshal Zdoyma to a person that's going, he has to catch a ship, he has to catch a ride, he's going to go on a ship for a long trip. And on the way to the ship, he gets a thorn in his leg. He's cursing, he's yelling at Kodesh Baruch Hu, why did this happen? And then he hears the ship drowns. Then he hears that the ship, Imamish, is drowned in the ocean. So he says, Oidcha Hashem, I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki onafta bi, that you gave me this difficult situation. But again, it's only in retrospect. It's only afterwards. It's Barisas Achoyre, Dachsam Soifas, Ponay, as it appears in front of us, to the front of us, it looks sour, it looks bad. It looks like something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not watching over us. But when we see it in retrospect, when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu only cares for Klal Yisrael, his nation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them into his arms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over them, and a person has to know if he's a taka, the emuna, that he's a taka, or vinu shabashamayim, that he has no problems. He walks around like Rabbi Akiva, komad over HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tav. He walks around with the feeling that there's somebody looking after him. And even though it's difficult right now, but I know someone's looking after me. And when somebody's looking after me, I have no problems. Rabbi Akiva, we know in many situations in life, Rabbi Yisrael, and throughout the Gemara's, Rabbi Akiva was always mitzachek. The Gemara says, in Tzayf Makis, in other places in Shalos, Rabbi Akiva is mitzachek. Everybody looked on it, they were tearing, they looked on the situation, they saw the churban. They looked on it, they were crying, they were praying, he walked around with a smile, with the happiness of us. Where did this happiness come? Because he even worked on the feeling. It's all good! There's no situation in life that a person has to know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu not taking care of it. It looks difficult, it looks sad, it looks terrible. But it's somehow good. The emunah that we need to have is not to give up. We give up on ourselves. And that was the gods of the others. They never gave up in any matzav. Hiftachnif lo kiyamteh. Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't mekayim all the things that he was mekayim. But it didn't bother the others. The others never got depressed. They never got deterred. They kept up with their avodas Hashem and their growth and everything, but they never got deterred for the difficulty of the situation, even though they didn't see in front of us Yeshua. Because they believed with 100% their emuna was so chazak. Their belief was so tangible. That they believed that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu did it, or a Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzav it, it has to be for good. Even though they didn't see necessarily the results. And this has to be a focal point in our lives of us. We have to stop working on Muna, Be'etzen, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to work on our amuna in many, many facets of amuna, Rabbeinu. For like I said, without amuna, we can't get anywhere in life. Without amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach. If we need Tiyad Dishmaya, if we need to be successful, if we need that the Klal Yisrael should be protected, and we, the Klal Yisrael, the nation be protected, we need the Matzev of Yamin Ha'om. As the Rebbe Lubavitch said, it only starts here with the Sayyidus Tatar. If we want Mashiach to be coming in all these things, we want good for everybody, our families, we have to mechazik the Amuna. Amuna has to be something that's palatable by us. It's difficult. There's a big difference. There's a very, 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 very big separation between what we understand with our heads and we follow in practice. As the Chazon Ish said, Emun is the belief, but Bitachon is the practical application. V'tzadik be'emunoso yichyeh. To live with the Emunah. To live! To talk about it. Everybody can talk about it. People can say drushes about it. But to live with it. That it should be palatable and real life, Rabbi Yisrael. That the Ibn Yisrael should be real by us. That's Amuna! To talk to the Ibn Yisrael throughout the day. The Shivisi Hashem and Negdi Summit and the Shukhanov starts off to be feeling the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an outgrowth of this Amuna, Rabbi Yisrael. To believe, really, that this Ibn Yisrael running the show, Rabbi Yisrael. We see a Bria in front of us! Today, we heard it, over Haiti, wherever it is. 100,000 people, an earthquake. Hamabit lo'eth, Vakiru say on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to the world, an earthquake destroyed 100,000 people in one split second of Oisai. The Ibn Yishlam's koyach over the Bria, he's the almighty, all-powerful God. 100,000 people in one moment. We don't invite them past the ketchup. What's for lunch today? Can I get another roll? 100,000 people in one moment. Stories and stories, people just boom. Hundreds and 50 here, fire here, and this there, and this. The person running the show. It's Kol Hashem Bakoyach. This is the Ibn Hashem talking. The Kodesh Baruch Hu brings Peronius in the world because he wants people to hear his voice. He gives wake-up calls. And because the Gemara says in Sukkah, Peronius born of Bishvil Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to wake up because we're his nation. We're responsible. That this world should run in the right fashion, and the guy has to act properly also. But Klal Yisrael is the nation that's supposed to lead, that's supposed to direct, that's supposed to be the nation that shows how to live. But we're lacking the part of the Amunah, Rabbi Yisrael. So it's all fake. What are we doing? A boy has to be in yeshiva for years. He's learning Gemara. He knows everybody who ever came to. But he hasn't thought about Ibrahim one time in his whole yeshiva career. I'm so proud of myself. I finished 17 masechtas. Did you ever once think about Ibrahim Shalom? What do you mean? I learned 17 masechtas. I asked the Pashta Kasha, is the Ibrahim in your life in any way, form, or matter? I think so. I make brachas. I think I forgot to make a bracha last night on the chili. If the person to have any feeling talks to the Baruch Hashem day three times a day in tefillah, is there any connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the lemais of a mitzvah. The machshavas you think about, the mice you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a day in tefillah, is there any, we're not going to the power, there's not a power of tefillah sicha. There's a muna. You talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a day. Do you believe what you're doing? Is it real? Do we have any level of a muna, Rabbi Yisrael? Do we have any feeling, do we have any realization that we're talking to the Melech, Malachi, Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we get up in davening and we say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokeinu, we say, Elokei Avram, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanoiro. Does anybody think about what's going on? We're turning to the most, the omnipotent God. The greatest power in the world, the only power in the world. Do we think for a second about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Baruch Hashem, I davened. I finished davening. How do I know? Stoma, I did it, because I did it yesterday. Chazakeh. You can wake up mincha time and think, oh wow, did I daven mincha today? Not sure. It's happened to people. Right? They've been mamish and mincha right before shkia. All of a sudden, then I davened already. What do you do now? I davened the early minyan. He didn't know he davened. That's a pella also. He didn't know he davened. But if Dad didn't know he davened is because there was no connection. There was no shaykhus. And I'm not, there's no tainer, but if we want to be able to experience Yiddishkeit, and we want to be able to be successful in life above and beyond, we need to have a munah of Isai. We need to work on the poshuta medrega of a munah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A munah that is Yibayin Shalom running the world, and everything he does is for the good. Forget. When things are going good, everybody says, oh yeah, Abishtri, go to the Balabas, he just says, oh, wow, what a good Rebbeinu Shalom. You know, he just made a good business deal, he made $100,000. Oh, Baruch Hashem, wow, the Baruch Hashem is so good. Baruch, the whole day Baruch. A week later, he lost $200,000 in the stock market. You don't hear any more Baruch Hashems, you know? What happened to the Baruch Hashems? Everyone's going good. Everything's evolving. Oh, beautiful. There's all the Baruch Hashems. And it's so from. And go to Minyan now. Of course, I'm Chazik. I'm Chazik. I'm value you $100,000. But it gets bad. It was difficult. It was a hard day yesterday. A Baruch also. We had a good day. Oh, wow. Yeah. Gevaldik. The next day, but he had a rough day. It was a difficult day. But the day he wasn't so successful. What happens on that day? All of a sudden, he has tinnitus, he's in bed, he's depressed. If he had a moon on my side, if he had a shtickle on moon on Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't understand everything. We're going to have a rough days. Who knows? Sometimes it's Yisurah to Mechaper. Sometimes it's difficulties. But if there was Be'etzim, a real connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu and a moon, we wouldn't have such a difficulty. Every time, it's a little bit difficult of a day. A guy would be able to come to say that if he lost 5 shekel, right? After five, he lost 5 shekel, he would be able to concentrate on the Seder. He would be so, I can't kind of where did I put that 5 shekel? Is it under my mattress? Did I drop it, in the bathroom somewhere? Is it in the shower? He's running around for those 5 shekel. Why? There's no emunah. Zero emunah. Zero. And the most poshut, the mitzvah in the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, we have a chiyuv to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael. We yidin, and a person who goes through yeshiva life and doesn't spend any time thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the best time is down going to Tefillah, so he missed out on the entire point of Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisrael. He didn't just miss out on a side thing, he missed out on his Yiddishkeit. Because Yiddishkeit is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it's all about. The Torah is our vehicle to connect. But it's about connecting. And both people are walking around and totally disconnected. So we're missing out, Rabbi Yisrael. We're missing out totally on the whole Avodas Hashem. And this is what we have to work on in our years, in yeshiva at least, if we're not going to work on it now, in Loyach Shavim Mustai. To work on Poshet the Amun HaBakarish Baruch, Rabbi Yisrael. To believe that Yibayin Shavim. To believe that it's all the time, that Kodesh Baruch Hu means our best, he's our father of our Rachamon. And if we have difficulties and things going shmer, it's the time. We might not understand it, we'll understand it one day. Maybe we'll understand it tomorrow, maybe the next day, but we'll eventually understand it. And when we taka, mischazik, in the meaning of Amunah, we mischazik in the Yisoid, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching over us, and taking care of us and looking out for us and looking out for our best. As they say the famous story, many, many years ago, I don't know if it's today known, but there was a famous, I don't know if the Goyish or the person wrote it. There was a story, there was a marshal he gave, and a person came up after many years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him his life. And he showed him his life in the form of footsteps on the on the sand. And his life went through the whole length of the beach, and there were footsteps on the sand. And through his whole life, he sees two sets of footsteps. Kaviyahu, obviously, he's not a Yiddish person, but Kaviyahu sees two steps. But then he sees the portions of his life, or portions of the path, and there's only one set of footprints. And he asks the Ibn Shalom, he makes a calculation. He sees what's going on. I see part of my life. Can I see what's going on? Why is there parts of the path? And there are two sets of footsteps, and then there's one set of footsteps. So he starts to go through his life, and he makes a parallel situation to what was going on in that time of his life. And he sees the Taka Faket during the hardest time of his life, during the most difficulties of his life, there was one set of footsteps. All the other times, they had two steps. There was the good times, there was easy times, less difficult times. The one set of footsteps was Taka the most difficult times. And he asked the parish, what's the shot? That's the time to leave me. So the Baruch Shem Kaviyoch answers back, nay, my kids. The one set of footsteps, though, that was mine. I was carrying you. And that's what we have to understand as kinder, especially for the Baruch Shem. The Baruch Shem is all, everybody's created by HaKadosh Baruch, but we, B'nei B'chayri Yisrael, we're the B'char. We're the nation that's loved by HaKadosh Baruch. He doesn't leave us, Rabbi Yisrael, for nothing. We're a nation that's been pursued. We're a nation that's been run after, that wants to be annihilated by every single person wanting to come up against us. Every generation we sang Moisur, they all came against us. Ahasuerus and Haman and the Yevanim and Paro and Nebuchadnezzar, they all came against it. I'm so high. We're still alive today, because the British looks after his nation. But to believe that, to walk and feel and still reach your head up high with that belief, 100% that Kadosh Baruch Hu was with me and he carried me through the most difficult times, is something that we have to live with. Before, if we live with that, then our lives will be much, much, much more happier, Rabbi Yisrael. Why are we always depressed and always angry and always this? Because we don't feel good about ourselves, we don't feel good about the matzah, we don't feel good what's going on around us, we don't feel good about this, we don't feel good about that. But if we're true ma'aminim, and we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for us, and we know He means our best, we realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. There's nothing in the world that can make us flinch. There's nothing to be suppressed or forget. We're the highest, most happiest people. Rabbi Kiva, who was a ger, came from Igbaran Gerim, he came up and he became the greatest person in the world, and they ripped out his soul. They ripped out his flesh. And yet Rabbi Kiva didn't budge. His whole life he lived with that feeling. Kol Ma'adav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even Besoif Yomov, as we said last week, he was ready to give up his life, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. I'm not afraid. And a person lives with that. Not only does he live with happiness, he lives with self-confidence. He has the most powerful, most greatest, most all-mighty, all-kind, everything that Shach and the Bria, Kosh Bo runs everything. He's my Tata. He's in control of me. He's running my life. He's watching out for me. What do I have to worry about? What am I not feel confident? I have the greatest power on my side. And that not only to destroy the enemies of Iran and Iraq and all these enemies, it destroys the enemies that's within me, my own enemies, my things, all the difficulties I have in my life, all the things around me that are not letting me to move forward. I don't believe in myself. I can't get over this and I get over that. That's all if we did have a Yibayna Shalayla. But if you believe in a Yibayna Shalayla, then all these issues that we have that we can't overcome is shtuyot. With the belief in the Ibn Shalom comes the belief that He can help me without any problem that I have in this world. And if he's not helping, or for whatever reason it's not happening, it's for my good. But there's no problem that I can't get, I can't solve. There's no problem that I can't overcome. Because there's a Yibbein Shalom on my side. And he's all powerful. And this has to be the lesson that we have to live with. We have to walk around with our heads up high. And the feeling that we can overcome anything. But only when we believe. When it's a true belief. When it's a belief that's deep in the heart. And it's felt in our actions. When something comes up in the soyan, we're there and ready to be oimed with a true belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. That's what it takes. That's what a yid has to live with a Moisai. But it starts with a Shemona Esrei talking to him. It starts with a bracha, making a bracha to him, Baruch Ato Hashem. When these things are real, you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ato, you Hashem! You talk to him in first person, real, then our emunah could be real. When we think about it and it becomes real, we could be real maminim, who Klai Yisrael is supposed to be. And when we're real maminim, then we can be maimin in the Geula Shleima. We can really want the Geula Shleima. That every, all the sorrows and all the difficulties, Rahman al-Sandi last week, another tremendous sorrow, a whole family was wiped out in Telekokas, sorrows that we see, sorrows again, we don't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a kol etav, but we see, we need the Geula, that's for sure. We need to get to a matzav that we were able to see all the good. Like the Gemara says in Pesachim, that in the next world, we'll make even on the bad, Baruch HaToiv HaMeitim, because we'll see the bad was really good, as the Mefarshim Ramaz been. Of shat, vayamin ha'om. It's always the lekim. The voicei. We're holding, and it's kufa of klai, so it's very, very serious. Even though we know Baruch Hashem, we're walking around, things are good. Maybe the washing machine's broken. That's the worst problem we have. But besides that, we don't look. But the yidden out there are suffering. There are matzavim that klai is in danger. At this time of life, in these parashiyos Hashavua, which is a time that of Klai Yisrael has to mechazik, in the time of Shoivavim, when we have to mesaken the averus that are bringing about the Iha Geula, the way to bring about Geula as Yisrael is to believe. Believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Believe in His power. Believe in His koichas that He can help us as a nation and as individuals. And hope for Him and wait for Him. And wait for his Geula. They once came to the Chavetz Chaim and they said, Chavetz Chaim, hey, look at Chavetz Chaim. Maybe you have something to sell you to us. Chavetz Chaim said, I just heard an unbelievable Zach. They once came to offer the Rabbonis of Bris. The Beis Halevi was the Rav in a different town. He left that town for whatever reason. He didn't want to become a Rav. Brisk, the town of Brisk wanted to offer him the Rabbanis. He didn't want it. They came to him, and finally, he gave in. Why did he give in? They told the story to the Chofetz Chaim. Somebody, they came over to him and said that there's 20,000 people, 20,000 yidden in Brisk waiting for the Beis Halevi to come. When the Chofetz Chaim heard that story, he said, Gewalt. Gewalt! The Beis Halevi gave in. He didn't want to take the shtela. But when he heard that there was 20,000 people waiting for him to be the Rav, how could he refuse? The Beis Yisrael who wants to bring the Geula, if we were only really waiting for him. If there was 20,000 people waiting for the Beis Yisrael to bring the Geula, said the Chofetz Chaim, the version wouldn't come to Mevasa Mashiach Tzikeinu. Vaistoi, said the Chofetz Chaim. There's no 20,000 people waiting for the Geula. How many people are waiting for our Geula? We're waiting, maybe the washing machine should get fixed. Mashiach might come before that. But we're waiting for this, or waiting for that. But how many are waiting true for the Yibayishol's revelation, to see the Yibayishol's Malakal Kalarz Kvaidan. to see all the tzaras go. Are we really waiting for it? Do we really believe? Because Bo's waiting for the Vayamin Ha'om. It won't come, Rabbi Yisai. The world has to come to an end 6,000 years, but without a Vayamin, we learned, Toys the Lakim, it doesn't come. Because Bo doesn't see us waiting, believing. It's just going to go on and go on, and we'll sit here and a Golas and another Golas, invite the Golas, and more tzaras, and more things. At least we, the Yeshiva Lairabais, we, the Bnei Tayyu, we who are supposed to be the ones that represent the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we at least should go through Mesech. There's no doubt about it, but we have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have a kesher to Amun and Hashem. So many things, who knows? Shiduchim, all of these things, do we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oh, it didn't go this, it didn't go that. Where's the Amun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Real Amunah. Tangible Amunah. Bitochoy. Yichyeh. This is what is our charge these days. But it's difficult. It's more difficult. But if not for us, if not for Wolf and the Bnei Torah, if not for the ones who are close to, who's going to do it? Who's going to be waiting for HaKadosh Baruch? It's about time that we talked about it. It's about time that we worked on it. During our davening, part of the day, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We develop a relationship with Him. Make it tangible. Baruch Atah Hashem Malbish Arunim. You are Malbish me. You give me my clothes. Not my mother, when she takes me to Macy's and buys me my suit. You see, Yibayin Shalom is Malbish Arunim. So you can't do it. You're doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we can develop that relationship, if we can develop that Amunah, and Be'ez Hashem, who knows? If we create an inspiration amongst us and amongst others to be waiting for Him, maybe we'll just see Mashiach Sikenu. And hey, if you know.